community points totaling 283. Yes, move it in. Keep going. The time is up.
On March 19th, 2016, Team Orange, which represents the small coastal community of Cartwright, just won gold. The crowd is cheering, air horns are blaring, and a wave of people wearing bright orange jackets with a sign that reads Cartwright quickly swept the gym floor. Claire Sainsbury was one of the athletes on that floor. She says the atmosphere was ecstatic.
Just the moment when they say your name to get the cup was like an adrenaline rush, but like you felt so good because you're a part of something, and everybody who worked so hard that you got to see to work so hard finally got what they actually like worked so hard for.
Sainsbury's returning to the 2019 Labrador Winter Games. She'll be playing in the Northern Games, ball hockey, and volleyball. Sainsbury says no matter the result this year, her team will be happy.
I mean, everybody hopes to get the cup, but like, I'm sure if we don't, which we obviously are going to try and work our hardest for, but if we don't, I'm sure we'll still be pleased with what we do and how we do because we put so much work into it.
Like many communities in Labrador this time of year, the town of Cartwright has been eagerly waiting for the Labrador Winter Games to get started. Lana Williams, the team's coordinator, says although it's hard to pick the 17 team members, she feels confident that this year's team will be enough to take home gold.
Our team we got picked is a mixture between, we'll say, seasoned people and some younger people. Like we've got four rookies coming in this year. And that's what the team needs.
Michael Scott is one of those rookies. Scott is a physical education teacher in Cartwright and has been teaching there for about a year and a half. In this year's Winter Games, Scott will be running in snowshoes and a 7-kilometer road race called the Labrador Run. He heard about the Winter Games from his friends when studying at Memorial University.
When they had mentioned it to me, it always sparked interest in me. You know, I always thought it was a cool opportunity. But obviously, given the fact that I wasn't living in Labrador, it was kind of hard to be able to be involved with it. So when I got the job here last year, you know, there's a little bit of talk about, oh, well, next year, you know, this team was Labrador Winter Games year. So when I got into the community, after a few of my friends that I already had from Labrador spoken to me about it, so some of the local athletes around here and stuff had spoken about it to me, and that just kind of sparked my interest.
And although it's his first year participating, Scott says it's amazing to see the community come together.
It's definitely, like, amazing to see, I think, how much the community of Cartwright has been able to, you know, rally, I think, and get together behind such an event. Like, I've never seen anything like that there before. I mean, my hometown's in Maristown. Soccer's always been big on the Burren Peninsula and growing up. But I've never seen, I don't think, you know, a small community like this be able to rally together and get together with, you know, such numerous numbers and get behind each other, really.
The Labrador Winter Games begins on March 17th, 2019, and although it's 2 months away, Sainsbury says the Winter Games will always be something the community of Cartwright will look forward to.
I know that Cartwright takes such a pride in the Winter Games, and it might just be a small event, but it really truly does mean something to the people of Cartwright because, I mean, we're a small town, and we don't get to see much action, really, in Winter Games, just, like, really gives people morale, and it really gives people something to look forward to.
For Kicker, I'm Tyler Muckford.